You know what? F this. I'm out.
Moving on to our segment, what's on the plate? Basically, what's going on right now in the news, on Twitter, wherever it's happening. So, Michael.
Okay, so guys, I have a question for you. You as a business owner, put yourself in a business owner's perspective. Mm-hmm. Do you think that your employees have the right to cause disruption in the workplace and bring bad press to your organization in the name of their political beliefs? And still keep their jobs?
This is quite tough. A lot of situations like these depend on who and what and all them questions there. But I feel like most of these things is more like ethical reasons down to the person. Some people might feel like down to political things, they can just do whatever they want. Other people, they're like, I'm burning, but I'm gonna hold it down because these are the people that are paying my bills.
Yeah.
So it comes down to, in my opinion, it comes down to the person and their reasoning. Some people just don't. Some people are just waiting for a reason to just smash that computer they've been looking at for the past 3 years. They're just waiting for a reason. I'm like, I hate this computer. Like, Trump is pissing me off. And now the PC goes out the balcony and shit. I don't know. So
I feel like, I would want my employees to be able to express their political views. And I think everyone has the right, you know, free speech and all that. They have the right to say what they feel. The problem then comes when, say, okay, can I talk about the actual situation?
Nah.
Okay. All right. So, say like there's there's someone who's far right and then there's someone who's far left. So say someone's on the side of, yeah, you know, let these immigrants in, or equality for all the immigrants, whatever. And then there's someone on the other side who's really advocating, oh no, let's keep, you know, Britain first and all that stuff, yeah? I'm going to be drawn to one side of the argument as the employer. So if that person's saying, oh yeah, immigrants, whatever, I'm going to be like, yeah, yeah, you can say that. But the moment this guy starts talking about Britain first, get him out, they're taking our jobs, he's gone. And then I'm not being objective as an employer. So I don't want that controversy. So I can see where it comes from, where the idea of just your political views separate them from your work. I can see where it comes from.
So you say fire them both in that situation then, out of objectivity.
To be objective, you would have to.
Damn, yeah. That's wild.
You would have to.
Yeah, now you fully have to.
If I lean to this side, now I'm seeing the whole business as, oh, so you're far left. Okay, cool.
That's right. That's
cool. It's also about pushing boundaries of what's allowed. Yeah. If these people now turn tables and throw all this stuff around in the name of politics, does that mean now it's allowed for people to do it? Are you leaving the door open for so much more to happen? It's like, okay, it's kind of like religion and all that stuff. It's like, if someone does something specific, does that mean that next time someone does it, you're not allowed to let them go because the previous people are in the lunchroom having lunch right now?
Yeah, I hear that. I'm torn, can't lie. I don't know.
I think it's just from case to case.
Yeah.
I think it's from case to case, but at the same time, I think you have a right to free speech, but that does not absolve you from consequences.
Absolutely. Right.
So I think I'm not allowed to impinge upon that right.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I'm allowed to deal you consequences, and you as an employee, you must think that, look, you're here to do a very specific job. We as a team are meant to keep things moving in this direction. We're supposed to come together and do this. That's all. That's it. Your job is to come here, add value to this team by helping move us in this direction. That direction is not a political direction. So if you're bringing politics into it and causing disruption, I can understand if that's becoming a detriment to the team, then I'm sorry, I do kind of have to let you go. At the same time,
saying that
from the employee, go on.
If your position is to be in the public and is to express your views, are you expected to lie, based or, you know, do or act outside of yourself in order to keep up with company values, or do you want your employees to express themselves in? So say you've employed someone, say you're a PR company, and you're representing someone who speaks for themselves. Now, this person has a particular view that you disagree with. Are you going, so they go against it, are they fired automatically, or is it a thing where you talk to them and gradually get them to change? Either way, you're trying to change their point of view. Now, it goes from being public relations to now you being like a sort of filter. And is that what they paid for? Is that what you're charging for? Is that the service you're providing?
It wouldn't be an immediate firing. It would be a HR type situation where we take you aside and we say, look, if you're going to represent the company, you're going to have to change a few things. You're going to have to have your views, but mediate it.
Mm.
Like, you can't just be saying anything willy-nilly, especially if you've signed up for this public thing. At the same time, from the employee perspective, I understand like wanting to have your free speech and exercise it, and especially if you're famous and you have to, if you want to use your platform for good, I believe that you should be able to do that. At the same time, you should do that knowing that the risk of losing your job is there. And if anything, that makes the speech more powerful, because you have sacrificed something, you have risked something.
Exactly.
And you're willing to let go of the job.
Mm.
Fair enough.
Someone's done this. Someone's done this.
And you clocked onto it.
He's gonna break it down. And she just left. And she committed to it.
She?
I know exactly what situation you're talking about.
Wait, what?
But in the past, there was, I mean, can I mention it?
Yeah, go for it.
In the past, there was this lady that was for the legalization of weed in America. And then she came, she was a news reporter, and she was like, F it, I quit. And she just left. And now she's like,
oh, yeah. I saw that. She quit live on air. She was like,
I saw that.
It was the black lady, right?
Yeah,
the black
lady, yeah.
You know what? F this. I'm out.
Oh,
I'm
out.
Yeah.
That video is so funny.
Thank you.
Yeah, that was real.
That was
I thought it was a joke.
No, it's real.
Fully real.
Where's she now?
She's got there's a video online. I watched it. It's basically her after she quit, and then now she's got this. Like, I think they legalized it. I'm not entirely sure.
Yeah, they legalized it.
She was celebrating with her boyfriend, and they had a house party,
in America, they fully legalized weed in some states. Like,
of course, to
an extent where people are now talking about how to profit from the weed industry how the weed industry is now stimulating the economy.
Definitely,
a bunch of black guys are still locked up, but let's not even talk. Well, we could debate about that. That's a whole other
debate.
Personally, I don't think they should be let out. But anyway, yeah, I know it's a bit.
Okay, so can you break down what you're talking about?
So we're referring to the whole situation with Colin Kaepernick that is now, well, if you don't know, if you've been under a rock, Colin Kaepernick refused to stand for the American anthem. He's been kneeling, and now he doesn't have a job because his contract ended and no other team will sign him. And they say it's because he was so politically vocal about black power and black rights, and, well, not even black power, just like the right to not be killed mercilessly for being black without retribution. As much as I support Kaepernick and his message, I don't think that he necessarily has a right to still have a job, basically.
With the organizer, who did he play for before?
He played for the Red. Whoever he played for, I don't remember.
Yeah, I don't mind. With that team, he doesn't have a right to that job. But the other teams in the division, for them not choosing not to sign him, it's not like he's not a bad player.
No, it's a message behind it.
Yeah.
The thing is, if you now come to my team and you do that, I hate to do this to you, but I'm going to have to let you go just to send a message to the other people. Yeah. Most times it's never about you.
Yeah.
It's about the image that everyone else is going to do.
So anyone else who's thinking of that, don't do it.
Exactly. If now you come along and say, I want him, now it makes me think, do you support what we have beef kind of thing? Are you doing this? Because some people do that. Some people be like, let's go and catch him, not because he's good, but because he's going to send a message to that whole team that we don't like. So it's more about image.
I feel like what it needs is one team, because people want him. But they're debating. Yeah, they're scared.
They're scared to touch him. That's all it is.
It's the 49ers.
Wow.
Is it 49ers?
Yeah.
They're scared to touch him.
But at the same time, it has to be a thing where either we as an organization are apolitical, or they have to go all out and say, everybody kneel, we are now a black rights organization, which I'd love if they did,
but it's not going to happen.
It's not realistic.
If you get three of them, like, I'll be like, all right.
What do you have? You have old white owners, and you also have the fact that that doesn't help business necessarily in any way.
Yeah.
Well, one team needs to be brave and say, listen, this man has the right for it. Like, I don't. The thing is, if you're going to sense him, it's not like he was disrespectful. He hasn't been disrespectful in it in the slightest. In all he does.
He's denying the American national anthem
on the basis that this American national anthem cannot protect him when people like him are being slain on the street.
We're not saying that he's wrong in his political views.
But the fact is
he doesn't necessarily have the right to.
No, he doesn't have the right to the job.
Yeah.
It with his organization, that's fine. They've made it personally clear to him that he cannot do that, and that's fine. If he's not abiding by their laws, that's fine. But what I'm saying is, no other team has come out and said we will not accept this. No other teams come out. 49ers have. They've said we can't accept that in our team.
If they don't have to, they don't have to put mouth in it. Have you ever like walked home and you see a mad argument on the street? You don't go in there and be like, hey guy, you can't do that to the lady. You just look at it and be like,
you're just like, alright.
Well, you might have a good night.
But if it was my circle, I would make it clear that I would never say that. Say, if I'm in a room and my friend is arguing with his girl, I would tell my girl, I would never say that to you.
But there's plenty of people.
If you talked about her mom,
there's plenty of parties involved that are going to look at it and be like, boy.
Mm-mm-mm.
You know, and call him two days after and be like, oh, how did that go? Are you all right now? Kind of thing.
Mm.
Yeah. Like, a lot of people, like, if you don't, I mean, I've learned that in my life. If you don't need to put your mouth into it, don't do it. Don't get yourself involved just because you're trying to save something, because at the end of the day, you might end up being the one getting thrown under the bus and you'd be like, how did I even get here? Kind of thing.
I'm thinking about it from a moral viewpoint.
Yeah, of course, which is supposed to be the right one, but this is business.
In terms of business. Yeah, business. In terms of business. I'm not touching him.
Yeah, just, you can't
it's
touch
it. Literally
him.
Just about numbers. But it's at tight. The same time, do you think it's only a business decision? Because at the same time, if it was Tom Brady, who's now the greatest quarterback of all time,
I think
he'd be out of a job.
No. Yeah, but the thing with Tom Brady, I could be 100% wrong, so don't take my word for gospel. But with Tom Brady, I feel like they can have a meeting with him and be like, listen, this is what's going on. This is what we want to give you. If you don't do this and if you don't follow the rules that we're giving you now, we're going to take you out. And they will find... I look at some celebrities now, I'm thinking, if these people don't do what these other people that are paying them want them to do, they'll find ways to take you out. They'll find ways to just make you just disappear. It's not like assassin type of thing, but like, oh, this person's caught doing this, oh, this and that. And then now you're
so
just
someone history. As good as Tom Brady, they'd fire him, you think?
As good as Tom Brady, you're putting him on a pedestal. To them, it's just one toy soldier on the field.
Did you see the Super Bowl final?
He took it by the scruff of the neck.
You realize Tom Brady, like, when I say the greatest of all time, undisputed.
I agree with you, wholeheartedly agree with you.
Like,
saying to you is, no one, they never put power in someone's back that's higher than them.
I feel like the league does, man. With Brady,
they'll pump him up. Don't get me wrong, but if they want him out.
They'll cook up a scandal, man.
They'll cook up a scandal.
Do you know how many scandals he's been in?
Yeah. So what did he have to do?
Maybe that's why.
Mad scandals and gets away with it because that's Tom Brady.
Yeah.
I think he'd get.
Doesn't that make you think like?
And there's another reason he'd get away with it in this situation. But we're not, okay, I'm getting signal.
Okay. Hey, you know me. Right. As much as I would love to, I don't know if we should go there.
That's the thing. That's the thing.
We'll wait until Black History Month. How about that? October's just around the corner. Yeah. We could do that.
Yeah, that is true.